House fire. The sparks struck in secret under the stairs, and dust in the cellar smoulders the way a face does, and the life inside it after a slap. A humiliation. Stains on the floor of a caged thing's cage. In dust in the cellar where our bicycles lean broken antlered in the dark. Among molds in the cellar where the cat swollen with poison curls in the damp to extinguish herself. It's dark outside. Inside the dark becomes particles, a little like rain stilled. Behind chicken-wired glass, the garden shakes a few dead leaves down. Most of winter's work is done, the pond lidded, the ruts of the bicycle's wheels cast in iron. The fire begins by itself, a breathing life into, a kindling. Cells of our skin, soil from the garden, tinder for the fire's insistence. The fire has been impatient to begin all along, the house its accomplice. Roots of the black walnut hold tight the foundations, hence nothing grows here, nothing flourishes. But flames brush the root hairs, make them stand on end. Like a story's ending, not quite to wake us is the fire's intention. To stroke us with its smoke, our sleeping faces.